ריקון מוחלט של כל העילו. איסם סימונים שמוס לנו חזל על דור איקפוס אל המשיח, וסימונים את חזל גייבת, that you'll know you're getting close to Mashiach, אינים סימונים greater, they're not just סימונים, הם מתנאי הגאולה, that things have to happen. They're not things you're trying to get rid of. Number one, they simonim. Number one, they simonim. And number two, they tonight has to be. Kashe kol amarechas habitchoinyos, hakalkliyos, hachavratiyot, vahamusriyos, yorsu. Everything you've known and everything you've lived with is going to get completely destroyed. Kashe kol asheki itmoitet legamri misham yinboit v'yitzmach oireshom Mashiach. When everything is completely wiped out, all the sheke in the world is completely, then that's, from there will come the tzmich of the Or of Mashiach. Look at that, we saw last week. Right, yo, that's the simonim, yeah. That's the... Because all the basic fundamentals of society are cracking down. Mm-hmm. There's no morality, there's no morality, there's nothing left of society. Society is crumbling in and of itself. Society is imploding on itself. There's nothing left of society anymore. There will be an enormous strengthening of Sheke, and the Sheke itself will come to be seen as nothing that will also disappear. But that comes when Mashiach comes. Mashiach has to be the one that's going to... That shekel, that's what Hashem says, you'll go up to the heavens, I'll bring you down from there.
We can make a comparison with Yetziat Mitzrayim.
Huh?
It's the same things like Yetziat Mitzrayim.
Says it is, it'll be your, says it'll yeah. be the same. Nirale Miflois. I'll show you wonders. Mm-hmm. Everything that we knew 50 years ago and how society conducted 50 years ago is completely gone. There's nothing left of that. Nema, that's just exactly what you're saying. Ki meitzeischa meretz Mitzrayim, areni niflois. In the way that I took you out of Mitzrayim, I'll show you niflois talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Matzaveinu kiyoyim doyme lematzav shul klal Yisrael b'shah sha'om du rega echad lifnei agul ha'soifish al svas yamsuf. We're starting to look like klal Yisrael looked just before they crossed the sea while they were standing on Yamsuf. Chazal b'yan et ha-posuk yonosi b'chag ha-sele b'sei samadrega. Posuk in Shir HaShirim, my beloved dove, yonosi, is in the cleft of a rock, in the hidden steps. L'may Yisrael doy mi b'yis ha-shah, l'yayne sheb'ochen lifnei ha-net, u'bo l'iknas lifnim min ha-sele. You have a little dove, he's running away from an eagle, and he goes and he hides in the little cleft of the rock where the eagle can't get to him. But he's got another problem now because v'haya nachash b'soichoi, and there's a snake in there. Big shulet says, "Haranetz al petach." So he wants to go out because he wants to get away from the snake. But there's a problem because there's an eagle waiting outside for him. In English, we say he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Kach hayyusrael, hayoylech v'so aleim. V'asayni reidef acharem. Klal Yisrael's going out of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim are behind them. And on all sounds, they were surrounded by the animals of the Midbar, all the dangerous things that you find in a desert, the Mitzrayim behind him, in front of them, the sea. There's a little bird, he can't go into the rock, he can't come out of the rock, he's sort of flying around nowhere, and nothing to save him. And his wings are bashing up against the rocks. That's how we feel today. Inside and outside. Enemies on the outside. Challenge the very, very, very style, a very, very fragment of our lives. Structure of our lives. The bayit rabot bibifnim, panos, abriyut, shalom bayis, chinuch yulali, void. No shortage of internal problems. panosa, health, shalom bayis, chinuch yilodim, etc., etc., etc. Kulan nimtzayim b'maklodos. Everyone's in this trap. Everybody, you speak to people today, they tell you, ein ma lasot, ein ma lasot. The ma'isa ma rotzim ena miyatan Hashem usparach b'sha goralit zeh. So we have to ask, what does Hashem want from us? This is all Hashem designed us. This is not, well, Hashem kind of forgot that he was running the world and things have gone out of control. This is Hashem designed. Hashmiyan is koilecho. I want to hear your voice, Hashem says. Buki'ilu aymalanu, titpalalu, titzu keshrimi. Taminu v'teftocho ibi. Hashem says very simply, I've heard this from many, many, many Gedolei Yisrael, they avoided today's tefillah. I want to build a relationship with you. I want you to have emunah in me and I want you to have betochen in me. Al tagishu ki'ila tem avudim miyoshim. Don't feel like you lost and completely hopeless. Tifnu yeshiras alai, come straight to me. Al tachapsu segulois v'brochas mif'ayle yeshuras liminayim. Don't go looking for wondrous remedies in the segulas and this and that. Al teroitzi levakesh nevoes liyalodim liotistim. Don't go look for nevoa about children with autism. Tifnu rakalai, come straight to me. Shuv la'avichem shebashamayim. Come straight to your Abba. Kiblu es kol ha'bo'aleichem b'simchu b'tmimus v'az tiyeh sheli. As Rashi says, accept everything that's coming unto you, b'simchu b'tmimus, and then you and me can be together. I'll be for you. I'm there for you. Look, you feel you can't talk to Hashem yourself, so you've got to pay someone to do it for you. You don't know how to deal with Mizrat HaPnim. So the people, you pay them, they're called Macharim. So you go to the Macher and you're the Macher. You pay him and he deals with Mizrat HaPnim for you. Just go straight to Hashem. What do you need all this other stuff for, man? Nimshol Yisrael Yoyna. Ma Yoyna Zeh Poishtus Tzovar Shchita Kach Yisrael. Same way as the Yoyna sticks out his neck for Shchita, so to Yisrael. Ha Yoyna Einu Mitneged the Shchita. The Yoyna is not against Shchita. Humakabelis is Gzad Dino Ba'ava. V'kach anu b'doze aleinu l'kabel es kol abo aleinu ba'ava u'liftoch v'Hashem ki akol hu l'tovateinu. Person needs to know whatever's going on, it's for our good. We don't understand it. Can't understand it. But we need to know first and foremost it's coming from Hashem. And if it's coming from Hashem, then it's our good. וכך מבחר לשם יעקב מליסה בפירוש הצרו המור. השיר השיר עם פוסוק זה, אם תראה כי יונוסי, this פוסוק, יונוסי בחג הסלע, בסייס המדרגה, if you see כי יונוסי, אלו הצדיקים, if you see the צדיקים, הנמצאים בחג הסלע, you find them in the cleft of a rock, נאלצים לברוח ולהתמון בנקי כהסלויב, נתונים בצורס גדולה שבסייס המדרגה ומדרגה סטויבה רואי להם נמנויס מהם. You see that they're in terrible situations and the good that is due to them is being withheld from them. אל תתאמר על כך, don't be wondered by this, don't be thrown by this. דא כי סיבס היסורים היא הראינס מרחו. The reason for the יסורים is I will show you my appearance. Marecho. Can I translate? Ines Marecho. The Nesoisim Lahaira says, Yoifim Vez Tuvukosim Bi. I'm giving them these tests in order to show how beautiful they are and how they cleave to me. Hashmiyenes Kolecho. Listen to my words. Histares Hatoivimim Hubishvil Sheishmu is Koilam Betfila. I've hidden the good away from them so that I'll be able to hear their voices in tefillah. And they won't think that they're not beloved in front of me. That's why all the tzar is coming upon them. I'm yearning for their tefillahs. אהיבני אייסם וידוע כי מסוגלים הימה לבית על הרייסס אבוסר מלאי. I love those that know that they are able to express and show me how much they love me. Vafilu betnaim akashim beyoisa, even in the worst situations. Peladika vavloni shatim posk. Gam a grand mivilna. Explains in Mishlei Sheikah Gavonis Nesilas Atoyer of Amitzvahs Lam Yisrael Ha'isa Gadei Sheyishomu Sheyishimu Es Betucho B'Hashem. The Ikah Gavon of giving the Torah was that Klal Yisrael should be able to actualize the Betochen in Hashem Zuh Tachlis Atoyer of Amitzvahs Bebechines Tzadik Be'emunos Reyichya. That's the Pshat he says in the aspect of Tzadik Be'emunos Reyichya. Be'emuna Kolul Gam Inyan HaBetochen, included in Imunah is Betochen. HaBetochen is HaKim HaMaisa, Shul Mitzvah HaImunah, because Shidchei HaChayim. We said this often, Imunah is the Halacha and Betochen is the Lamaisa. Kivishnibanu Yishnan BeBetochen Medregas Ramos. B'dor Shalani Askukim L'Rama HaGavur BeYaisa, many levels of Betochen. This generation needs the highest level of Betochen. The Betochen Mukhlat. Be'Hashem Yisbarach, Nibli La'ashir Shir Kolshim Lelo B'tochen. There's no area today where you can't have B'tochen. You have to have B'tochen because you see that nothing else helps. You have a solution for Yishmael? I once gave a shir in South Africa, just to give the shir on Golas Yishmael, before Golas Yishmael was in the newspapers. Now it's in the newspapers, you don't even share him anymore. I once gave a shir in South Africa on Golas Yishmael. And it's poshut that the tafkid of Yishmael is to get us to daven. The cure for Yishmael is davening. There is no other cure. There is no other solution to the Yishmael problem except tefillah. And I said that. I showed them a video and we had a movie and a whole speech and whatever. Someone came up to me afterwards and says, come on, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. What do you mean? That's all we can do? I said, I'm happy to take any suggestions you have how to deal with this problem, okay? Whatever solutions you have, if they work, I'm happy to go around and mufassem them. But I haven't found any, and until you show me one that works, I'm sticking to tefillah.
Mitzvot and we are doing our job like we have to do. Ishmael is a poor
honor. Only tefillah. You have a problem with Yishmael, he's not like all the other goluses. Okay, this is not a shir on golus Yishmael. Yishmael is a koyach of tefillah that if we don't use our tefillah connected him, even if you're keeping all the mitzvahs, you'll lose. Because his whole tafkid in the world is to bring us to daven to Hashem. His name, Hashem named him, number one. And Hashem's name is in his name. He's the only Golas, he's the only enemy we're going to have that has Hashem's name in him. He has the schus of Amram Avinu, because he's a descendant of Amram Avinu. And he has the schus of Tfilah and Bris Milah. And that's why he's able to prevent us from taking full shlita of the land. Yishmael is not trying to become a Malchus. Yishmael is a very different Golas. All the other Golases came to take Malchus from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Malchus. And they took the Malchus from us. Yishmael is not trying to take a Malchus. He's just trying to stop us from being able to conquer the land properly. We can't live in Eretz Yisrael the way we're supposed to because Yishmael keeps stopping us. And the only cure for Yishmael is tefillah. You can do all the other mitzvahs. It's not going to help. The law is there. You'll have a lovely olam haba. I'm not saying not. You have to do all the mitzvahs anyway. But the ikka avoid against Yishmael is tefillah. Yishma kail. He'll cause Hashem to yare our tefillahs. Because he'll make life so miserable for us, we'll start davening properly because you realize there's nothing else to do.
But why you have a miserable life? Because we are perhaps not doing what we have to do.
Sudden, that's another problem. Yeah. Sudden. Go have a look. I'm not saying not.
We should do the hishtadlus.
Sorry?
No other hishtadlus.
Against Yishmael? Yeah. The ruchen is the hishtadlus is tefillah. Whatever the ishtalus you do to protect yourself or whatever, but said, you don't go walking around Ramla, you know, screaming this land is my land, you know, that you don't, I'm just saying, you do whatever you have to protect yourself. But the ikka avoid against Yishmael is I'm talking klali, is tefillah. Each individual has to do whatever, you know what I'm saying, you have to do what you have to do to protect yourself, that's always the case, you know. But there is no ishtalus to protect yourself against this guy. The greatest nations in the world, or with all the greatest military might in the world, can't stop him. Everywhere in the world, how are you going to stop a guy driving a car into a bus stop?
You know, this is not a normal enemy. You can't chop off his head because he doesn't have one. You can't blow up his country because he doesn't live in any country. It's not, when you were at war against Russia, so the Russians don't want to push the atom bomb because they don't want to get blown up by your atom bomb. How do you stop these guys? They don't care if you blow them up. They're happy to die. There's not an enemy you can beat with normal, physically stadlessness. You do the best you can. In the meantime, of course, the Jews have always learned how to deal with difficult situations. But the Ikka Avoda, the Ikka message from Hashem, if we bale betochen and understand that everything comes from Hashem, then the Ikka Avoda is Tefillah. And of course, Tefillah has to come on the back of betochen. Nobody went into Shefer Shuk and asked for a piano. Because another Shefer Shuk doesn't sell pianos. There's to be a basis of betochen that you understand what you're davening for can only be given from this place. Why are you asking Hashem for this? Because you know that it can't come from anywhere else. Why are you davening to Hashem for panosa? Because you understand panosa comes from Hashem. If you don't know that panosa comes from Hashem, why would you ask him for it? You wouldn't go into Shefer Shuk and ask for a piano because you know that's not the place for it. So if you're davening to Hashem, it's because you know that that's where the solution is. Tefillah without betochen is a bit weird. Work Reisha Taurus, you get the beginner share in there. So these guys come in. You tell them, anybody ever believe in God? No one. You have 20 kids in the room, no one believes in God. Anybody ever prayed before in their lives? They all put up their hand. Because everyone's always prayed. And you ask them, did you ever feel that your prayers were answered? And a few put up their hands. Okay? Now you don't tell them that they're a bunch of idiots because you want them to stay, right? You know? We don't live in that case. You don't tell them, excuse me, you don't believe in God. You pray to him and he answers you, but you don't believe in God. You're an idiot. You know, you don't tell them that because you're going to lose them. So you say, tell me about it. Very interesting. You know, you once asked him and you answered whatever. So you ask him, why do you think he would answer you? You don't believe in him. You ask him and he answers you. Why did he answer you? Know? You ever had this year up now in Yorkshire? That happens all the time.
Who did you pray to?
No, they pray to God. They understand whatever God is. They prayed, whatever. You know? Got some weird names for God. They said it, but they prayed and they got answered. So you ask him, why do you think Hashem answered you? Because he loves you, that's all. And hopefully the others get the message, you know, they get the message subtly. That sounds a bit of a weird one, you know. You don't believe in God, you dove into him and you felt he answered you, you know, and you carry on not believing him. That's like... הבחינה הגבוה בבתוכן היא כשיטוסר של רשי, כמוזבל לאיל. The highest level of בתוכן is רשי's בתוכן in the passage of Tovim Tiyum and Mershem Lakecha, as we saw above. ומשמו יש לסמוך על הקודש ברוך הוא בעיניים עצומות ולא לשאול על כל עדס הוסיל כלל. You have total בתוכן in Hashem. You don't ask about what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be in the future, בכלל. That's the lotion of Rashi then. Meduba Madregas his botless muchletes. Total nullification. Shemevias Adam the Dveikus Bashem that brings a person to total cleaving to Hashem. Ukufishoime Rashi Vaz Tiye Imoy Ulochalkoy. Then you'll be to me and Machelik. We'll be together. Now, the Khoira Rashi Akoidish Charig Bepirush Ze Miar Goloi. Anybody learns about Chumash Rashi knows that it's very out of character for Rashi. The Pharisees Pshuta Shal Mikra Bilvad. Rashi's job is to explain simple pshat in the pasuk, right? That's what he does. The Yosef Mikach Kiv Yochel Utoveh Mitanu Madrega Gavur Hamatima Lebale Asogos Velolan and Karchenu. And yet, yeah, Rashi in the pasuk of Tomim Tim and Hashem Elokecha gives you one pshat, and it's a pshat that demands from us things that are shaykh to great people, not little guys like us. Like me, why is Rashi explaining the pshat in the pasuk that's not shaykh? Acha emesi shirashi akodesh nosen bepirusha aniskal il hoira maisis upraktis lakol yudi animtsa begolus. Rashi is giving in his explanation of this pasuk a very simple piece of etzah to anybody who finds himself in golus. Shayavoy yomim shelo yelanu novi lishoylo isoy maye bosit. We're going to come to a tekufa where you're not going to be able to ask a novi what's going to be tomorrow. No one can even tell you what's going on today. The Briskorov said about his father, Reb Chaim, that when he made a decision, he saw 30 years into the future where the ramifications of that decision would go. The Briskorov said, I see today. There was a gap between Reb Chaim and the Biskarov. The Biskarov could see where, if I give you a decision today based on this, and this and this will happen down 30 years. I once was involved with Reb Simcha Wasserman Zatzal that gave somebody an Eitzah, and he came to Reb Tet. He said, if this guy listens to what I told him to do, then in 5 years he should meet this person, make sure that it happens. Make sure that you facilitate that this guy meets this person and he has to go ask a shalit to this Rav in 5 years' time. So Reb Simcha could see 5 years down the road, but the Biskarov said, I see today. We don't even understand today what's going on. We don't understand what's going on, what's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be the next day. You're gonna ask questions, what's going on, what's gonna be, and you don't get answers, you're gonna get scared, you're gonna get into worry. We're living in a tekuf of hesteponim. And Klalis are gonna go through terrible tragedies, Rahman al Itzla. Rabbi Meinu Mivini Ma Zois Aiselanu Hashem. What's Hashem want from us? Al Kach Bo Rashu Mavayis Hashaleinu Ledat B'Shar Kashezu. Rashi comes along and tells you what you need to know in these difficult tekufas. Tomim Tiye. Ata Einu Musuga Lahavin Cheshboyne Shemaim. You can't understand what Hashem is doing. Rashi Beperushu Manik Lanu Eitzes Chayim. Rashi is giving you a poshut Eitzah how to get through life. Einchem tzrichim ledat. Lo mutla aleichem lishol shaylot. You don't have to know and you don't have to ask questions. Aleichem lahamin betmimes b'Hashem yisparoch v'sulo. Aleinu lichyoit mitaychanoch sheketanim anu megidei lahavinu lasig mayin asibes longos Hashem imonu. We don't have perspective. We don't have enough information to know why Hashem's treating us like this. The Maisa, if you don't want to know where this test was in history, where the Maisa Av for the Simul Bonimia is the Akedah. Akedah Yitzchok. Why is it called Akedah Yitzchok? Why do you remember the Akedah as the Akedah? That was the biggest event of the Akedah. The biggest event of the Akedah that was Yitzchok said, Abba, just tie me down because I want to become apostle. I mean, it's big, but that was how we remember the Akedah, my Kesha. And what was the Nisoyin of the Akedah? It's the most exactly what we're going through today. It was the Nisoyin of Bilbul Adas. Total Bilbul Adas. Avraham Avinu didn't know what was going on. It made no sense to him, and he wasn't even feeling it. Mordechai Miller explains, Adam and Forshim explained as well. Since he knew that it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem, he couldn't get into it. Avraham Avinu, whenever he did the Rotzen Hashem, felt something. That's how he was able to work out what the Rotzen Hashem was and write the whole Torah for himself. He knew exactly what Hashem wanted from him because he had a feeling about it. And yeah, he was going up and doing it, and he didn't feel it. Because it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. You know what any sign that is? Hashem says, do it, and you know he doesn't want you to do it. You know it's not the Rotzen Hashem. Hashem says, I know, but do it anyway. It was total Bilbul Adas. Hashem doesn't tell him which son. He only tells him afterwards where to go. I'll show you where to go. I call it called Mustar. The Yetzer Hara fought Avraham Avinu like he couldn't fight him anywhere else. Total Bilbul Adas. He didn't know what to do. All the middahs in the Torah, you can. There's a positive aspect of the middah which you use in order to override the negative aspect. Gaiva has an aspect of positivity. Kas even has a positive aspect to it. Person has a mid of kas, he can use kas to fight his Yetzer Hara, he can use it to fight evil. There are a lot of positive aspects in the middahs, except one middah has no positive aspect to it at all. That's called Bilbul Adas. Bilbul Adas, you have to know you're in matzav Bilbul Adas, and what do? You bind yourself to Hashem. You occupy yourself to Hashem. That's how you fight Bilbul Adas. You can't create something from nothing. You can't create a Yesh Me'ayin. You need Hashem to create a Yesh Me'ayin. All the other middahs is a Yesh Me'yesh. There's a certain positive aspect in this middah, and I take that and I use that in order to turn the middah around. But in Bilbul Adas, there's no positive aspect of the middah, so what are you going to do? You need a Yesh Me'ayin. You're the Yesh Me'ayin, that's Hashem. Mind yourself to Hashem. You have to know, I don't understand what's going on. None of this makes any sense, so what are you going to do? I bind myself to what I know. That's it. That's my betochen. I'm a kodesh baruch hu. Tomim tiyem Hashem alokecho. I know that what Hashem is doing is for the good. I don't know, I don't understand. I don't have to understand. I don't want to understand. I just want to hold tight, and that's it. And there's a midrash that says the same thing, that you have to hold tight into your imunah. Sadik v'imunos v'yichi, Hashem's going to take the string and he's going to tie it around the world. And he's going to take two malachim to shake it very, very hard. That string's called imunah. And Hashem says, just hold on, that's all. Don't do anything else. Hold on tight. And that's the avoided today. And you see it, you feel it. Chevlei Mashiach, yeah? There's many meanings, but that's one of the meanings. That's the Midrash says. We know Mashiach's coming, we know that there's insurmountable problems, and we don't know what to do about it. Hold on, that's all. You don't have to do anything about it. You've just got to hold on tight. And the best way to hold on tight to Hashem is through tefillah. He's talking to him all the time. To be continued.
What does that say? The Gloria Ador, they say, tefillah and tzedakah, that's it.
The Gemara says, last week, betoiru gemilas chesodim. Ma yase adam latzil bichevei Mashiach. Last week, betoiru gemilas chesodim. Torah, you need to know, Rav Pinkus used to say this often. When we say Torah, we mean Tefillah as well. Torah and Tefillah go together, they're the same. Torah is the male aspect and Tefillah is the female dimension. But you need both. You can't have Torah without Tefillah, you can't have Tefillah without Torah. So, yeah. Last week, betoiru gemilas chesodim. What are you going to do? Buy more tanks. The law is there. The law is there. More aeroplanes. The law is there. The law is there. This guy's going to walk around with an atom bomb soon. How far are we away from these Meshuggahs getting onto an aeroplane with a suitcase with an atom bomb inside? How far away are we from those days? If we haven't got there already, how are you going to stop it? And there's no deterrence like is in the Cold War. In the Cold War, there was a deterrent. Russia knew that America didn't want to die, and America knew that Russia didn't want to die. You just needed to maintain a balance, that's all. To make sure that they couldn't kill you without you killing them. And then everybody kind of knew that they couldn't take the risk. That doesn't work today. Where's the deterrence today? No deterrent factor. And Rashi says, Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecha. Hashem was sugar running around Manhattan with an atom bomb in his suitcase. And then Rashi says, Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecha. That's the avoidance. What ishtadlus can you make, he asked. If you know how to get the suitcase away from the guy, you should try. You know? But if you can't, what are you supposed to do?
Why is the world so blind to this? The world is blind. They don't realize. You can't attack an enemy.
The media is our bigger problem. That's why I don't look at the media. The media is the biggest billboard I've asked today. If you want to read him about Bel Yorosh, go look at the media. The media just lies the whole time. Why? I don't know. What did they get from lying? I don't know why they're lying.
It used to be they sell more papers. Bigger the scandal, bigger the sale.
What about the scandal? They lie to people. They tell people that the Israeli-Palestinian problem is because of the occupation. It's a blatant lie. What do they do with the occupation? There's open proofs that they're wrong, and they don't listen. They're still, CNN still stop calling it nonsense or whatever. That's why I don't meet your guests to the media. Why would you? Morning.
Good morning.
I'll see how I'm feeling later.
If I'm sure enough. I am. What it is
we should be well. Never happened before. Okay, I want to tell Rebbe a couple of things. One, pollution in Eretz Yisrael is at an all-time high right now. Ozone, particulates, etc. Rebbe noticed that we didn't have blue skies. That was the first tip-off. And the other thing is, in San Diego, I remember I used to get such deep, sore throats, I couldn't swallow, it hurt me so much. And people, even though they don't have respiratory problems, were having respiratory problems now in Israel. Maybe.
Okay, a punter. He returns. Thanks very much.
No, no.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. That's the problem. Okay.